Joined now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library. And how are you beating the heat?
By running for mayor. No, I'm
really?
Kidding. I'm
oh my
kidding.
God.
No, I'm kidding.
No, you said it. Now you have to do it.
445 sounds way more interesting. I am intrigued.
Yes.
I'm doing pretty well in the heat.
Yeah?
It's hot.
It's really hot.
It's
yeah.
really hot. But it's always cool at the library.
Ooh, nice segue.
68,000 square foot of air-conditioned glory.
Awesome. And how is it? We were talking with Susan McGuire last week about this, but how busy has it been?
It's insane. Summer yeah. is bananas at the library.
Just in general anyway, right? Because the
Correct.
Reading program, a lot of people are off school. Yeah.
I don't have my numbers handy, but normally during the week, when it's not summer, about 1,500 people come through our doors during the week and about 1,800 on the weekends. In the summer, you can... Everything goes up. So
okay.
I think in the summer right now, we're averaging between 1,800 and 2,000 people a day.
Wow.
And on weekends, it's a bit more.
It's even more.
And the books, I don't even know. We're checking out many,
we
many,
have no
many
books
things.
Left, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the pleasure of working the kids' desk week before last. I was out last week. And it's just awesome. The children's room is, in general, my happy place.
Uh-huh.
And then when you work, I mean, the kids are just like, I need to sign up for summer reading. And I read 6 hours, so I want my sticker. And I'm going to go back and read 6 more hours.
That's awesome.
My sense is that we are going to have a gangbuster year for summer reading as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the summer reading program. So we've talked about this before, but you can still sign up for
you
it.
You can sign up. It goes all summer long. You sign up, you read, you win stuff.
That's all it is to it.
That's it. We ask yeah. people to read 20 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, that's they recommend 20 minutes a day. So mm-hmm. if you work that out for how many days of summer, et cetera, it's 20 hours. And the kids, like, I mean, really, they come in like 3 days later and they've read because they're kids and
of
it's
course,
summer
yeah.
and they can stay up late and flop out with the book and read. So it's great.
That's
summer
awesome.
Reading is awesome.
Awesome.
All, yeah,
is there a particularly? We were talking before we started that it's hot this week. We should come up with heat related books,
right?
And then we're like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about the heat anymore.
Exactly.
So don't want to talk about the heat anymore. But what is the hottest kids book these days?
Or
is
oh,
there one
boy.
That's particularly popular?
It's really, well, so one thing that we do is the schools put out summer reading lists,
mm-hmm.
recommended reading, and
oh,
so those
yeah.
are always popular.
Those
so we
quick,
actually
yeah.
print those out and, like, laminate them and tape them up places.
Uh-huh.
And it's all the classic things, you know, Wimpy Kid and Big Nate and the Magic Treehouse. We had a picture on our Facebook page the other day, and we have plenty more kids, but, like, there were, like, 2 Magic Treehouse books and, like, 4 empty shelves.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kids' room, it's amazing. So
yeah.
if you haven't been by recently, stop by. It's super fun. And even though summer is our busiest season, that does not stop us from doing awesome events and programs.
Yes.
Of which we have a couple cooking.
Yes.
There was a heat reference.
That
cooking,
was a heat reference,
heat,
yeah.
Hot.
I don't want to talk about the heat anymore.
Right? I was going to say something about hot air and the two of us talking, but no.
No. Everything we say is worth its weight in gold.
There you go. So, a couple things.
Our words are weightless.
Susan McGuire, who was here last
yes,
week.
Yes, love Susan.
Is jumping in with both feet, and she is, details will be coming out very soon,
mm-hmm.
but as you know, in just a couple weeks, the Harper Lee
right,
Ghost
yes.
at a Watchman, her other mm-hmm. novel, is coming out. So Susan has pulled together an awesome panel of people to have. It's the day that the book comes out, and mm-hmm. Flyleaf is going to be there. Daniel Wallace, I think, is going to be involved, and some other folks are going to have a panel discussion about Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird, its influence on American life and letters.
Very cool.
So that's going to be super cool.
My parents are in Michigan. This is a random anecdote. My parents are in Michigan, and they just went to the local courthouse in Eaton County, Michigan, because at that courthouse they were staging the play version of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, wow.
Like, in
mm-hmm.
the courthouse. So really cool.
That's great.
And then my old college's summer repertory theater is staging To Kill a Mockingbird. And we're talking on the phone with my parents, like, why is everyone doing To Kill a Mockingbird? Oh, that's right.
Right.
Harper Lee's novel is coming out. So everyone is getting excited about it and amped up for it in a whole bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So that's going to be fun.
Nice.
Another thing we have coming up, and I should pull up the date. It's soon. Jacqueline Woodson, mm-hmm. who is a National Book Award winning author. She's a Newbery honor book. Her mm-hmm. books have been Newbery Honor Books. Thursday, July 16th at 6 p.m. She is coming. She wrote a fabulous memoir called Brown Girl Dreaming, but it's a big, big deal author in the children's book world.
Nice.
So she is coming soon. July 16th, and her books are fabulous.
Okay.
They're all about growing up as an African-American in the 60s and 70s.
Very cool.
Another one is coming up.
Coming up. They got details. A lot coming
I know.
Up. Yeah, that's
These
cool.
are all in, like, the next month. This one we just worked out, and I can't give all the details yet, but we are going to have a very special event on July, I think it's 8th.
Okay.
Centered around the King and King controversy.
Oh,
with the
yes.
teacher that read the
Omar
book
Curry, yes.
and all of that.
Okay.
So I'll be able to give you full details next week.
All right.
But
still
save
working
the
them
date
out for, right
for
now.
That one. Yeah.
So
yeah,
July 8th, is that a
It's
Wednesday?
A Wednesday, yes. I believe. Yes.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Yes. So
the
that'll
fourth
be
is a Saturday this year, so I have to count forward from
I
that.
Do the
but
same
it is a
thing.
Wednesday, yes.
What else? The call for artists for banned books cards just went out.
Ooh, nice.
So, all you artsy types out there of all ages and stages and whatever medium you work in.
If you want to use your artistic talents for a really cool project
yes.
that should not actually exist but must so does.
That's right. Submissions now through mid-August for our annual third annual banned books trading cards.
Nice. And
project.
More information on that on
the More information on that
too.
On the website. More coming soon. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's hot. And we're
it's
doing
really
all
hot.
We are working hard and it's hot. And
okay.
we've got awesome stuff coming up.
That's really cool.
And
so.
I brought something special.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
So I was thinking heat.
Yes.
Right?
Uh huh. I don't know what this
and
is about.
Heat,
to
you know, often it's there's like there's different kinds of heat. I was like, I could talk about like food
I am
and kitchen memoirs,
actually
right?
legitimately a little worried for
You're,
what's about
I'm
to happen.
I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going
yeah,
to blow
yeah.
your mind, Aaron. So it's like there's like, you know, heat in the kitchen or books set in the tropics. But then I was like, what about like romance, you know, like hot
I was thinking
romance,
that too.
Like
yeah.
romantic heat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this is a book that we have weeded from our collection. I should have checked. I don't know if we have a circulating copy.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. We should take a picture of it.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. If you're from the FCC and you're listening to this right now, you might want to switch to a different station. Okay,
here we go.
Ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm just going to show you. It's a romance novel called what?
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. This thing came out in the 80s,
by
I believe.
By Diana Morgan.
By Diana Morgan. No, sorry, 1992.
Ooh.
And it's got the classic
Might as well
cover.
Be the 80s.
The tagline is, every woman must learn that heartbreak is love's first lesson and ecstasy the last. It's so Chapel
oh, that's,
Hill.
That's what's posted on the Welcome to Chapel Hill sign
right.
as you're driving into town on Fordham, right?
This thing is awesome. I will take a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. But I was
that's
like,
so
oh,
cool.
it's
is
hot.
It set in Chapel?
It's set
is
in
it?
Chapel Hill.
Nice.
After the tears, how much can a woman forgive? it's about Natalie Parnell and Jordan Brenner. And then there's a tragedy. It opens, they're on a speedboat. I'm not sure where in Chapel Hill they're on a speedboat, but the university factors in, the community, life in a southern town.
Nice.
Since it's this era, there's like a red woman suit with shoulder
right,
pads.
Right, right, shoulder pads,
you know?
Yep. Maybe they're on Jordan Lake. Maybe it's like a really
right?
broad definition of Chapel Hill.
I started reading it.
Okay.
I didn't get very far. And I like some romance.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
But this thing, like this to me, is the classic summer reading. A romance, a paperback romance.
Can we talk about the other woman on the cover who's sort of in that reclining,
right?
Paint me like one of your French
with
girls
a,
position?
With a martini.
Oh, is that a martini?
That's a,
oh,
well, that's a martini glass.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's betrayal. There's courage. Yeah.
You've got like 100 copies of this ready to be checked out
I
at the public library,
I really
right?
should have thought about that. We might have to bring this one back.
That is a very heavily read copy,
I know.
Too.
Look at
it's
that.
It's very well used.
It's probably out of print.
It
but
might
we
be.
Keep it around the workroom.
Yeah.
We have like certain books that have been weeded that are just so great, and this is on the shelf there.
That's awesome.
It's
well, if
awesome.
You that's our book recommendation for this week. If you want to talk about the heat in Chapel Hill, the romance novel of the century, Chapel
yes.
Hill by Diane Morgan.
Diana Morgan. Yes,
Diana Morgan.
And look, there's a picture of I don't know what building
possibly
that is. That might be Manning
eBay.
Hall back there. There's a nondescript academic
bit, yeah.
building on the cover.
Yeah, looks vaguely
yeah.
UNC-ish. With a Washington Monument behind it?
This is what the heat does to my brain, Aaron. I can't come on your show and talk about books this
hot. You would have brought this in October.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to let you go. We'll talk to you again next week. And check out the Public Library's website for all of that info about all those upcoming events and the summer reading program ongoing right now. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.